Be Still and Know is one of those paintings that has changed in meaning for me over time, which is probably appropriate because the painting itself changed quite a bit too. I painted it a few years ago during a time when I was still very much in this mindset of make, make, make. When I first started painting seriously, I was a little like this hummingbird, which means I was darting from one thing to the next, making as much art as I possibly could, just trying to figure out how to make a life as an artist. And as much as I sometimes regret that, I don't actually want to, because that season definitely served me. All that making and trying and figuring things out is part of how I got here. But I'm also eternally grateful that that season is over. The funny thing about this painting is that I thought it was finished once. I'm pretty sure I even displayed it, but something about it kept bothering me. So eventually I brought it back into the studio and started working on it again, which is a little out of character for me. The last thing I added was the halo of those little gold stars around the hummingbird. And looking at it now, it almost feels like I was drawing a sacred circle around the idea at the center of the painting. The title comes from Psalm 46, Be Still and Know. It's a verse I find myself returning to again and again. To me, it might as well say, I've got you. These days, I'm trying to make more room for stillness, more curiosity, more sketching, more time with paintings that aren't quite right yet. More long baths with good books. I'm learning that stillness isn't the opposite of making. It's part of it, just like pauses in a piece of music are essential to the music. And I think maybe that's what this little hummingbird has been trying to tell me all along. Be still and know.